talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's pick up where we left off in the 9 o'clock hour of the show on Tuesday. Well, actually, let's go back to earlier in the week. We shared this news out of Billings where a Honduran, apparent illegal alien who's now on a federal immigration detainer hold in the Yellowstone County Detention Facility. When that news came out, we shared it on our Montana Talks website, shared it on social media, etc. And Tim and Savage says, wait, Honduran man, aren't we supposed to refer to him as Billings man or Montana man? Because that's, of course, how so many in the rest of the media will twist the facts, just straight up lie, ignore the facts, and call, you know, a Mexican man, a Montana man, a Honduran man, a Billings man, a Maryland, an El Salvador illegal alien, a gangbanging thug, human trafficking suspect, a Maryland man, and on we go. But this was another story. We briefly mentioned this at the tail end of the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday here. And maybe they stopped calling him Helena Man for this story, or maybe it was written by a common sense reporter with KTVH TV. A man arrested by ICE in Helena has left the country. A man arrested by ICE has left the country. Wait, why would a man leave the country? Oh, because he's not from this country. Here we go. A man arrested by federal immigration officers in July. Why not say an illegal alien arrested in Helena by ICE has been deported, whether it's self-deported or whatever. According to Upper Seven Law, which is this far-left Democrat law firm, basically, this suspect, Marvon is his last name, accepted voluntary removal to Mexico at the end of July rather than remain in detention. He is no longer in custody and is no longer in the United States. He was arrested on July 1st after being pulled over for having an expired vehicle registration. But when you get down to the bottom line of this story, Helena police were working with federal law enforcement looking for a suspect who was accused of assault with a weapon and partner or family member assault. And as they were searching for that suspect, that's when they came across this guy. And so what the far-left lawyer front groups for the Democrat Party were trying to argue is that, well, because he wasn't the guy they were looking for, even though he's still a criminal illegal alien, they shouldn't arrest a criminal illegal alien. Absolutely absurd. And then, of course, they went to federal court to try to get the liberal judges to bail him out. And even the liberal judges were like, we have no authority over this. This is an immigration court process, not a U.S. district court process. So what an embarrassment, not only for the Democrat Party, but also what an embarrassment for this far-left Democrat law firm, Upper Seven Law. Big embarrassment for them. All right, so yeah, a little more details. If you were just listening to the podcast from Tuesday, and then you roll right into Wednesday's podcast, it's Wednesday, right? I know it's still a little too early in the morning. Then there you go. You got more details on that story. We chatted with John Jackson, the Joker from X, about that briefly on Tuesday. What are we going to talk about today? Why don't you tell us, message us on the app, or give us a call.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area today and some scattered showers and thunder showers, mainly towards the Bozeman area. High temperature readings otherwise will trend back to about 75 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in Billings. For tonight, with some clouds and some scattered showers and thunderstorms around the region, overnight lows stay from the mid-50s to the lower 60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
During Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth opened his remarks by commenting on an issue that has been discussed lately, beginning by reflecting on what he had said during a meeting the day before.
I started my sentence by saying, the Department of Defense, to which you said that just doesn't sound right.
The secretary talking to President Trump. Hegseth continued by saying,
it's not just about words. It's about the warrior ethos.
And using history as a potential guide.
George Washington started the Department of War because he wanted us to win our wars.
Hegseth saying of our country's founders,
they wanted an empowered military that was, the handcuffs were taken off to fight to win.
When it comes to a potential Pentagon name change, the president has simply said, we'll see. The Department of Defense was the Department of War until the end of World War II. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Hi, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we just got audio that just came in here, Kate, and I'm going to send it your way, see if you don't mind throwing that in our audio folder for us here. Yeah, this is audio from our friend Peter Christian with our sister station KGVO Radio in Missoula. Yeah, Attorney General Austin Knutson getting some national attention for basically leading this effort. For leading a 23-state coalition. Thought I printed up the Fox News article. Let me see if I've got it in my show prep notes here as well. I probably do, but yeah, let's just go straight to the source. In the meantime, anyway, we've got a press release here from Attorney General Austin Knutson. And, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson leading a 23-state coalition of attorneys general, urging the United States Environmental Protection Agency to cancel grants to the Environmental Law Institute, which has been funding climate advocacy trainings for judges across the country. Do you guys believe this? Well, of course you do, as you've seen the way our money has been used against us. This is such a great move by Attorney General Austin Knutson. This has been a pattern that we've seen with the deep state, especially under the Biden tester regime, is our money being used against us. Our taxpayer dollars, even in the midst of a country that is $37 trillion in debt, and then we find out where that money's going, and it's not going to important things. The USAID scandal that blew wide open, that showed that they were using federal taxpayer dollars to fund their buddies in the liberal media, to prop up their buddies in the liberal media. At the same time, they were censoring people in the real truthful media, like, you know, conservative media outlets, etc. And this was kind of the big question that I had. I might have briefly mentioned it during our on-air conversations, but in my off-air conversations with several of these members of Congress from the Western Congressional, they were in Whitefish for the Western Congressional Caucus Summit last week. That was my big question, because they were talking about regulatory reform. They were talking about, you know, codifying all these great actions by President Trump when it comes to timber, when it comes to mining, when it comes to access, you name it, coal, everything, right? But my question behind the scenes was, hey, kind of like what Doge uncovered with USAID, what are we uncovering within these land management agencies, where basically our taxpayer dollars go to these land management agencies, and then what do? They then fund some of these Democrat Party front groups with your taxpayer dollars to push, whether it's the climate agenda or to take away your access by pushing their radical environmental restrictions, shutting down roads, shutting down trails, etc., on your so-called public lands. And so here we go. This is a great example that's being exposed here by Attorney General Austin Knutson. I think I saw Emily Cantrell on X said, my taxpayer dollars should not be going to fund environmental extremist activism and training sessions for these federal judges. Basically, you're using our taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate these judges on radical environmental stuff here. In a letter sent Tuesday to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Attorney General Knutson outlines his concerns with taxpayer dollars going to fund ELI and their climate judiciary project, which has hosted more than 50 events and trained more than 2,000 judges on their own version of climate science. And that's important to point out there. They are pushing a particular agenda. They don't want an honest debate. They don't want facts. In 2023, the ELI, that's the Environmental Law Institute, received approximately 13% of its revenue from EPA grants, with an additional 8.4% in 2024. Attorney General Austin Knutson saying this, "As Attorney General, I refuse to stand by while Americans' tax dollars fund radical environmental training for judges across the country. The Environmental Law Institute's Climate Judiciary Project is using woke climate propaganda under the guise of what they call neutral education to persuade judges and push their wildly unpopular agenda through the court system. I commend President Trump's efforts to cut waste and abuse during the first 8 months of his presidency, and I am optimistic that his administration will do the right thing and halt all funding to ELI. Attorney General Knutson raising further concern with the Climate Judiciary Project's deceptive and misleading statements used to market the training, as state consumer protection laws prohibit such statements. Maybe they could help be held accountable here, maybe legally accountable, in addition to losing taxpayer funds for this nonsense. Attorney General Austin Knutson said, quote, "State attorneys general are responsible for protecting consumers, and we are concerned by ELI's statements." So here you go. This is Attorney General Austin Knutson leading this 23-state coalition of attorneys general. Best AG in the country right there, if you ask me, and I know so many of you agree. All right, another big story, another big Montana story. Sometimes we'll get to the national stories first here in the 6 o'clock hour and then dial in a little bit more on the Montana stuff a little bit later in the morning. But this was one that we brought up already in the 9 o'clock hour. We touched on this, but we didn't get into it in a little bit more depth. We touched on this story on Tuesday. Legislative Republicans hold on to bill from 2025 session, expecting litigation. That was from KTVQ.com, their headline. The Billings Gazette has this headline: Montana House Speaker delays bill to define sex. Now, this is one of those common sense things. If you guys heard our conversation the other day with Judge Dan Wilson, who's a candidate for the Montana Supreme Court, very interesting to talk with him about the Democrats and these far-left judges and justices trying to overthrow centuries of basically common law and common sense. Men shouldn't go into women's bathrooms. Men shouldn't take away women's sports opportunities. And he talked about what the Montana Constitutional Convention delegates actually discussed when it comes to this very topic. Anyway, hold that thought. We'll be back here right after the Farm and Ranch Report talking more about this story.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Federal agents continue to swarm the District of Columbia to crack down on crime, but Washington's lone federal official is AWOL as the Capitol faces its biggest challenge to self-governance in decades. 88-year-old Eleanor Holmes Norton has been the most powerful advocate for Washington, D.C. since voters elected her as the city's non-voting delegate to Congress in 1990. But the loudest voice for the city is now silent as President Trump bigfoots local police with feds. Other officials like D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen taking up D.C.'s fight in Norton's absence. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries again answering questions about whether older Democratic politicians like Norton are fit to serve. Norton's office declined multiple requests for an interview, the same after the murder of a congressional intern in D.C. Norton said in June she planned to run for a 19th term, but her office walked it back later the same day, saying she made no decision. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Talk to truckers here in Montana, and they will tell you Montana is crawling with foreign truck drivers and truck drivers that don't speak English. We've got that story at MontanaTalks.com, but apparently it's not just the truck drivers. Did you hear about this crazy story or see the crazy photo at MontanaTalks.com? A Billings Police Department patrol car slammed into by a man from Honduras who's now been arrested. That story, MontanaTalks.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund. Taking a quick look at our USDA crop progress report, where winter wheat, well, it's pretty much wrapped up. 98% complete nationwide, just a tick behind last year and right on the five-year average. Montana made big progress, jumping 17 points to 82% as of Sunday. Idaho is 92% complete, and Washington 96%. Looking to spring wheat, harvest advanced quickly last week, climbing 17 points to 53% complete. That's ahead of last year, but slightly behind average. Crop conditions slipped again. Just 49% of fields are rated good to excellent, far below last year's 69%. Minnesota leads with 80% good to excellent, while no surprise here, Montana struggles with just 1% rated that high, and nearly half the crop is poor to very poor.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Pulse Growers Market Access starts with you. From the field to the elevator, it's critical to keep it clean. Follow pre-harvest intervals, use only registered products, and ensure equipment is free from treated seed or residues. Delivering a load with contaminants can lead to costly rejections and jeopardize markets for all of us. Quality isn't optional, it's our shared responsibility. A message from the Northern Pulse Growers Association, working together to protect our markets and your bottom line.
What is the weather going to do this fall and winter? Well, we could see a return of La Nina later this year, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Back on August 14th, the National Weather Service issued a La Nina watch for the possibility, and we're looking at about a 60% likelihood of this happening, of La Nina forming sometime later this autumn or into the winter month.
Rippey says at this point, if it does come to pass, the forecast is for a weak and short-lived La Nina.
If it does occur, it will be the fifth time in the last six winters that we have seen either La Nina or La Nina-like conditions across the central and eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean.
So what are the potential impacts for the countryside if La Nina becomes established?
One of the impacts is to see drought tending to spread, particularly in the western and southern part of the United States.
Not great news for producers who have had extremely dry conditions across the western U.S., especially those on the cropping end, but also for producers wanting to maybe regrow their cattle herds.
We're still trying to claw our way out of that drought as we move through 2025. We saw a 2.5-year period from late 2020 into early 2023 where we saw more than 40% of the contiguous United States experiencing drought. You get that cool water, it tends to cut off some of the tropical atmospheric moisture from reaching the United States, and that is one of the big reasons we tend to see increases in drought coverage in the western and southern United States during La Nina. Then as we move into the southern United States, concerns there as we move on to the winter months would be impact on rangeland, pastures, feed for cattle, as well as the upcoming winter wheat crop.
Definitely some risks with La Nina for agriculture, yet Rippey reminds us it is only a La Nina watch, not a fully developed La Nina climate pattern yet. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this story from Attorney General Austin Knutson leading this 23-state coalition of attorneys general focused on the EPA. That's one story. Another story we've got on our Montana Talks website right now featuring Attorney General Austin Knutson. This is the story written by our friend Peter Christian with KGVO News in Missoula. Montana Attorney General advocates for parental rights. We'll get to that story here in a second because that ties in with the story that I mentioned just before we went into the Farm and Ranch report there. Legislative Republicans hold on to a bill from the 2025 session. Let me just go straight to the press release here. Straight from the horse's mouth from the Montana House of Representatives here. Let's see. I think I got it ready right now because, I mean, I could read these.
highlights of some of these news reports, but typically it pretty much has the same information that you've already got in a press release here. But yeah, this is a great move by House leadership and Speaker of the House, Brandon Lehr. Here we go. Senate Bill 437, which defines sex in Montana law, has been passed by both chambers and remains on the desk of the House. Some of you are probably sitting there thinking, wait a minute, how is it still on the desk of the state House? If both chambers passed the bill back in the spring and the legislature already adjourned, how is the bill not automatically sent forward, essentially, or given a deadline to be sent forward to the governor's office for signature or veto or what have you? Well, apparently, leadership has the ability to do this. Leadership has chosen to hold the bill to prevent it from being immediately tied up with ongoing litigation over a similar measure passed last session. Remember, there's that LGBTQ activist judge in Missoula who's put a hold on a bill basically to protect women and girls and to protect their privacy. But that dude thinks that dudes get more privacy than women do. He thinks that the dude's privacy rights to invade a women's bathroom is more important than a woman or a girl's privacy right. That's the dude who is, you know, very, very much personally, he is an advocate of the LGBTQ agenda, ruling in support of men and against women. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? That's corrupt is what it is, but yeah, you get what I'm throwing down there. What do you have against women, man? Nobody's judging you here, but what do you have against women? Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr says this: Montanans sent us here to make law, not to let activist judges tear it down the moment the ink dries. We refuse to hand the judiciary an easy path to lump these cases together and stall the will of the people. That's why we are being deliberate with the timing on SB 437, Montana lawmakers have consistently acted to provide clarity in law by defining sex. So anyway, more on this story coming up here in 60 seconds right after this news break. And for those of you who missed our conversation with Judge Dan Wilson, a candidate for the Montana Supreme Court, I'll give you a quick elevator pitch version of what we talked about. President Trump speaks and the crackers at Cracker Barrel listen. Oh, the Babylon Bees had some great headlines about this whole Cracker Barrel story. But yeah, after all the backlash, Cracker Barrel ditched their new logo and are going back to the original logo. Anyway, got to talk about that one at some point here because, man, like I said on the radio yesterday, you know the consultants are still going to keep all the money they charged to do this stupid woke logo rebrand. The consultants always win, just like politics. The consultants always win, whether their guy wins or not. The consultants always win. Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is on X, and whoever is running these Steak and Shake social media accounts is just killing it. It's absolutely hilarious. Steak and Shake is all over this Cracker Barrel news story. Let's see. Okay, since I mentioned it, let's just throw it out there here. As I said on the radio yesterday, and the consultants get to keep the cash regardless of the outcome. Steak and Shake was replying to Stephen Miller's post on X, calling out, you know, the consultants who are pushing this woke rebrand at Cracker Barrel. It is a $700 million rebrand. That's $1 million per restaurant just to change their stinking logo. $30 million on consultants alone. The consultants always win. The other story you heard about there in the Fox News update was President Trump looking to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Molly Hemingway, who is brilliant, she's on Fox News a lot. She's a senior editor, I believe, for thefederalist.com. She says the good news is that we will get soon an official ruling on whether the Fed is constitutional and under the executive branch or not. So is that the other big play here? Is President Trump forcing this Federal Reserve play not just to clean up the Federal Reserve and to get lower interest rates for you, the people, for we, the people, but is he also doing it to force what could be a very interesting Supreme Court decision on the very legitimacy of the entire Federal Reserve. Boy, wouldn't that be interesting. Okay, back to this whole parents' rights discussion. So the Montana House GOP leadership holding on to this bill defining sex. It's the bill to protect women and girls, their private privacy, their private spaces, etc. Similar bill already passed and got signed into law, but you've got a gay judge in Missoula siding with his radical LGBTQ activists, putting that law to a halt so that his fellow men can go into women's bathrooms and take away their sports opportunities, right? And so, anyway, that's why they're holding on to this. But Judge Dan Wilson, this was brilliant. He actually read the dialogue from the Montana Constitutional Convention. They talked about this very hypothetical. And the delegates to the Constitutional Convention here in Montana said, that would never happen. Why would somebody do something or think something so absurd like a man going into the girls' bathroom would ever happen? Why would we need to define it? That's how it's always been. Well, now we need to define it because we got a bunch of nut jobs that took over the Democrat Party and the judges in the Supreme Court while we're at it.
Donald Kurt Seger, encouraging you to stay safe.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap. And the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this app message here from Andy in Whitefish is just hilarious here. I was talking about the Federal Reserve, and then before that, we were talking about the LGBTQ judge who likes men, apparently doesn't like women. And, hey, you know, like, you live your life, man. This is America. But why do you hate women so much that you think that men should be allowed to go in their bathrooms? I mean, you do your thing, but why are you forcing men into women's bathrooms? Why are you forcing men into girls' locker rooms? Anyway, let's see. We got some messages that are coming in here on the Montana Talks app. Andy in Whitefish said this on the Montana Talks app. I'm just reading what the app message says here, folks, so don't clutch your pearls at me. Andy in Whitefish says this. The Fed is not constitutional, and it's gay. That was from Andy in Whitefish. Tim in Billings says this. If President Trump can end the Fed, he will go down as the greatest president in the history of the United States, without question, without equal, and without destroying the American economy, but rather saving it. So that is from Tim in Billings. Thanks for that message. On the Montana Talks app, we've got phone lines open for you as well. Let me see here. Yeah, let's go back into this story here. So I mentioned Attorney General Austin Knutson is leading this 23-state effort to stop this climate alarmist, radical environmentalist indoctrination of our nation's judges, using your taxpayer dollars to do so. Attorney General Knutson leading a coalition urging the EPA to halt funding for this climate activist group, which then gets to, you know, have our judges captive as they push one side of the argument, right? Here's another headline. This is on our Montana Talks website right now. Montana Attorney General advocates for parental rights. This ties in with that discussion that we just had, talking about how the Speaker of the House is holding on to a bill protecting women and girls while a similar measure undergoes litigation in Missoula. Attorney General Austin Knutson was on with our friend Peter Christian on KGVO radio in Missoula, and he talked about some of the details of how Montana is joining up with other states to protect parental rights regarding the issue of gender transition, specifically targeting minors.
One thing I want to talk about is a 22-state brief that we filed in the First Circuit. Now, this is a little bit strange because the First Circuit Court of Appeals is way over in the Northeast. We actually filed this. This is an appeal out of a Massachusetts school district. And you might say, well, why does Montana care what's going on in Massachusetts? Well, this was a case in which a school district basically decided that it had the authority to override a parent's wishes on how to handle their children. This was a case that a school district was helping a minor child transition genders.
Now, Knutson said that he was shocked that any court would side against the parental rights of children.
That case went all the way up through the federal courts and to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. And amazingly, the First Circuit Court of Appeals decided that parents' rights go away when they decide to put their kids in public schools. Just percolate on that one for a minute. Absolutely staggering. But that actually is what this court ruled. They ruled that the concern over gender transitioning was minimal because there's not actually real health concerns. And they even went so far as ruling that these school districts can actually lie to parents when they're doing these transitioning plans.
And then, of course, he talked about how he and other attorneys general are joining forces to protect parental rights. So it's not just that story about standing up to this environmental extremism indoctrination being funded by your taxpayer dollars, but how they're also teaming up on this topic as well.
Generally, I don't care what's going on the East Coast, but I got to tell you, as one federal circuit goes, we have to be concerned about other federal circuits around the country following suit. So, and of course, we're in the Ninth Circuit. They're not exactly a bastion of family values over here in the West.
All right, and then final soundbite here from Attorney General Austin Knutson. He talked about how he and other state attorneys general are urging the United States Supreme Court to take up this issue. And like I said, full story on our Montana Talks website.
That's why we got involved in this case. My office led that coalition. Like I said, 22 states. But this is one I'm passionate about, and you can probably tell by the tone of my voice. This is just absolutely bonkers. We're trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to take this case up. I think they will. They've upheld parents' rights, parents' sacrosanct, God-given rights to raise their children. The state doesn't get to get involved here, and that's what's trying to happen in Massachusetts.
All right, there we go. Yeah, great job once again by Attorney General Austin Knutson. He's got a small but effective team there at the Montana Department of Justice, and that's why he's leading the charge in so many of these instances, even with bigger states, with bigger budgets, and a larger staff. But he's getting the job done, just like you'd expect from a kid who grew up on a ranch in northeast Montana. Back to Andy and Whitefish. Andy, have you seen these signs? I was just driving through Whitefish yesterday, and I think it's in front of their Planned Parenthood outfit, and they put up these signs, hands off our Medicaid. And I'm just sitting here thinking, well, first off, are you bringing illegal aliens into your clinics there and giving them Medicaid dollars? Are you committing fraud, waste, and abuse? Because the only thing that President Trump and the Republican Congress have done with regard to Medicaid is stop the fraud, waste, and abuse, fight to stop the fraud, waste, and abuse, and say that our federal taxpayer dollars should not be going to illegal aliens. So are you guys committing fraud, waste, and abuse? Wouldn't be a surprise. Are you guys, you know, giving federal taxpayer dollars to illegal aliens? What do you want people to take their hands off of? And frankly, you shouldn't be getting a dime of our federal taxpayer dollars anyway. That's against the law, and it should be fully enforced. Anyway, random thought for you, but hands off our Medicaid. They're, you know, the same old, you know, shriek and shrill that you hear from these radical leftists. That's what goes through your mind when you see these signs. Do they think they're actually convincing anybody? Or do they just remind people how obnoxious and how irritating they are and how sick we are of their entire woke agenda that they're trying to shove down everybody's throats? I mean, you just want to take a Cracker Barrel and just roll it right over the... but no. We respect people's free speech rights, so unlike the Democrats in Missoula, we're not going to go start tearing down your yard signs and giving you bad Yelp reviews, whatever. Let's see. So the other angle here is our taxpayer dollars being used against us. Back to that story with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about how you've got a radical environmental group getting taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate our nation's judges and they're using your money to do it. It's just like the USAID scandal where our money was being used against us and against American interests, frankly, when you really peel back that onion. When you listen to, I think it was Mike Benz, who was on the Sean Ryan show, for example, exposing just all the fraud, waste, and abuse there. But there, this was an interesting story that just developed here. Arabella Advisors. Are you guys familiar with Arabella Advisors? They're tied up into all this stuff. Arabella Advisors is basically the money launderers for the Democrat Party and for the woke left. Arabella Advisors, you've got Hans-Jörg Wyss, the Swiss billionaire who donates to all the extreme environmental groups like the American Prairie Reserve. He funnels money into the Arabella Advisors. And remember, foreign financiers have been contributing to left-wing ballot initiative campaigns here in Montana. And they're going to continue to try to do so in violation of Montana law. You just watch. But anyway, apparently, Arabella Advisors got some bad news. Charlie Kirk shared this. Bill Gates, you guys know Bill Gates from Microsoft. Bill Gates quietly stops giving $450 million to the DNC-aligned Arabella Advisors. So pretty massive news is what Charlie Kirk says. And my question that I threw out on the Montana Politics hashtag earlier this morning was, because this is big news, was, well, wait a minute. What does that mean for the Montana Democrat Party front groups here in Montana? Because practically every one of them are fronted money from Arabella Advisors. For their ballot initiative campaigns, for their fake, phony, you know, oh, today we're called Big Sky Plus Senior Yoga Pantsuits, whatever they are, right? Either they come up with some fake, phony name, and it's another Democrat front group. Seniors, speak out. A couple of Democrats spoke out. And so, anyway, this is interesting. $250 million, Bill Gates, $450 million, Bill Gates quietly stops giving to the DNC-aligned Arabella Advisors. It'd be interesting to see if that has an impact on these left-wing front groups here in Montana, like the APR, like all these fake phony, you know, senior groups or whatever the Democrats try to cook up next. Speaking of the Democrats and what they're cooking up, you guys remember Abby Lee Cook, this Abby Lee Cook embezzlement scandal? Oh, I tell you what, our friend Darren Gobb with the Montana Sentinel, he's got the receipts, a lot of them, and there's screenshots of these receipts. He's got a big follow-up on this Montana Democrat treasurer embezzlement scandal. Wait till you hear about this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the Democrats have the new policy memo published online by the left-leaning think tank Third Way that suggested the politicians scrap 44 words, 44 of them. Linda, I don't think, uses any of them. Heteronormative, whichever that is. I don't even know what half the stuff is. Patriarchy, LGBTQIA+. I don't know what all the letters mean. Allyship. This, when you couple that with spending tens of millions of dollars on how to communicate with men. Hey, Joe, how are you? Want to get a brewski after work today? Maybe tonight we'll watch the big game together. I mean, it's so cringeworthy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself." If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area today and some scattered showers and thundershowers mainly towards the Bozeman area. High temperature readings otherwise will trend back to about 75 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in Billings. For tonight, with some clouds and some scattered showers and thunderstorms around the region, overnight lows stay from the mid-50s to the lower 60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Is a Montana rancher being debanked, being politically targeted because of his outspoken support for the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda, along with RFK Jr.? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We talked about that on Monday's show. May have an update for you Tuesday. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls if you got something you want to talk about. Tuesday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We take you statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll get back to this story here about this Montana Democrat Party campaign treasurer now being basically federally prosecuted over allegations of, well, she basically has already admitted to embezzling over $250,000. We had a story on our Montana Talks website with this headline: Montana Democrat embezzlement scandal is bigger than one person. And now Darren Gobb has another great write-up at the MontanaSentinel.com. He works, of course, very closely with the Montana Freedom Caucus here in the state as well. I think I'm going to save that story for the 7 o'clock hour of the show, because it's going to take more than just a couple of minutes to share some of the great info in that piece for you here. Let's see. Let's wrap up the hour. We were talking about how President Trump speaks and the crackers at Cracker Barrel jump. They have now gone back to their original logo following the huge backlash from their customers, and President Trump even calling them out. In fact, if you haven't seen it on X, President Trump had a hilarious post on Truth Social where it's basically him sitting next to a barrel of oil. Instead of the Cracker Barrel barrel, it's Trump with his shoulder over the oil barrel. And then instead of Cracker Barrel, it says America First. So that's just hilarious. But here you go. Charlie Kirk was on with Laura Ingraham last night weighing in.
Joined by our old friend Charlie Kirk, founder and CEO of Turning Point USA. Charlie, Cracker Barrel cracked. Your reaction to this breaking news?
Yes, they have. I'll tell you what, President Trump, he runs both the Democrat Party, because basically everything the Democrat Party says is just against Trump. So he gets to determine the entire agenda of the Democrat Party. And now he runs Cracker Barrel, all from the Oval Office, just on Truth Social. I'll tell you what, it's an amazing test case to show the similarities between the two, because both the Democrat Party and their attempted rebrand and Cracker Barrel, it shows that when you market test in Brooklyn, you lose in Birmingham, Alabama. When you try to just always pander towards a small subset of elite opinion, of out-of-touch actors, and then you have contempt and bitterness for the very country that you either wish that they want to buy your products from or to vote from you. So there is this very interesting connective tissue here, and it's not worth overthinking. By the way, you look at the ridiculous logo that Cracker Barrel thought was a good idea. Those are the same people that thought that a bunch of people in Pennsylvania were going to come out in a lot of numbers for Kamala Harris. Like, oh, yeah, they're going to be super excited for it. The big takeaway here, though, and I think this is important, is that the middle part of the country, they do not want to see their traditions and their customs and the things that they have come to love and appreciate taken from them. The Democrat Party has done that. So much of Trump's base are former Democrats, and they became Trumplicans, if you will, Trump Republicans, because of the working class basis. The same thing with Cracker Barrel. And the reason why they saw such a huge response is they said, no, not again. You're not going to take yet another institution, yet another restaurant, or Uncle Herschel from us. We've had enough stolen from us. That's why we love Trump, and we want Cracker Barrel the way it should be.
But, you know, look, we don't know the exact rationale that went into this rebrand of Cracker Barrel, but it seems pretty obvious, right? I mean, I don't know if Starbucks' point on this is right. He pointed to that one DEI member of the board, but certainly his background would tell us that there was something going on here with the multicultural push. But in the process, they offended a lot of people. And just like the Democrats are doing, Charlie, on the issue of crime. You saw that African-American woman saying basically she would welcome what Trump's doing in Chicago.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk more about Chicago crime because Chicago is apparently next on President Trump's list when it comes to cleaning up our nation's cities like he's been doing in our nation's capital. Speaking of President Trump, did you guys see yesterday he had like a 3-hour-long cabinet meeting with cameras in the room and rolling the entire time? I think later on, was it Charlie? It might have been Sean Hannity last night who made the point that Joe Biden, there's no way Joe Biden would have stayed awake for that entire time. And apparently he did the 3-hour cabinet meeting without even a bathroom break. I mean, I would have stood up to at least stretch my lower back.
A message from FireSafe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.